Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Risdiplam continues to sustain high levels of the SMN protein and improve motor function in children and young adults with spinal muscular atrophy types 2 and 3, two-year data from the first part of the SUNFISH trial show. It also safely and effectively raises SMN levels in patients previously treated with other disease-modifying therapies, according to preliminary one-year data from the JEWELFISH trial, which has completed enrollment. These 24-month exploratory data are important as they are consistent with the medically meaningful results we saw after 1 year in Part 2 of the SUNFISH study, designed to represent a broad real-world SMA population. Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, Roche's chief medical officer and head of global product development, said in a press release. We are also encouraged to see an increase in SMN protein levels across both the SUNFISH Part 1 and JEWELFISH studies. These data reinforce the potential of risdiplam to make a real difference in the lives of many people living with SMA. These findings were recently presented at the Cure SMA Annual Conference, which was held virtually. Risdiplam, developed by Roche and Genentech in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation, is an oral liquid therapy designed to boost SMN production, which is impaired in SMA patients. SMN, a protein present in virtually every cell of the body, is involved in several cellular processes and essential for motor neuron and muscle health. Risdiplam is under regulatory review for the treatment of all SMA types in 8 countries, including the U.S., where a decision is expected on or before August 24th. Filings of a similar marketing application to the European Medicines Agency may be imminent. The two-part, multi-center, placebo-controlled Phase 2-3 SUNFISH study is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of risdiplam, given once a day, in SMA type 2 or 3 patients ages 2 to 25 years. Part 1 determined the best risdiplam dose, focusing on achieving a sustained twofold increase in SMN levels. For the second part of the study, in 51 ambulatory, able-to-walk, and non-ambulatory patients, some with scoliosis or joint contractures. After the 12-week dose-finding stage, all patients were moved to the therapeutic dose. Previous Part 1 data showed that risdiplam led to a median twofold increase in SMN blood levels after 4 weeks of treatment, which was sustained for at least a year. It also resulted in clinically meaningful motor improvements, assessed by the Motor Function Measure 32, or MFM32 scale, compared with the natural course of the disease. MFM32 is a validated test to study motor skills, from sitting, standing, and walking to use of hands and fingers, across a range of patients with neuromuscular diseases, including SMA. Newly presented 2-year data show that risdiplam resulted in sustained SMN levels and in significantly greater motor improvements by a mean of 3.99 points in MFM32 compared with SMA's natural course. These findings were consistent with 1-year data from SUNFISH Part 2 in 180 non-ambulatory patients, showing that MFM32 changes were significantly greater by a mean of 1.55 points in risdiplam-treated patients than in those on placebo, meeting the trial's primary goal. Part 1's most frequently reported adverse events included fever, 55%, cough, 35%, vomiting, 33%, upper respiratory tract infections, 31%, cold, 24%, and sore throat, 22%. Pneumonia, 5%, was the most common serious adverse event. The open-label Phase 2 JEWELFISH trial is assessing risdiplam's safety, tolerability, pharmacokinetics, or uptake, distribution, and elimination in the body, and pharmacodynamics, or its effects on the body, in type 1, 2, and 3 SMA patients ages 6 months to 60 years who were previously treated with other SMA therapies. Among the 174 patients enrolled, 83 were previously treated by Genentech's investigational compounds, including ulixoxime, 76 with Spinraza by Biogen, and 14 with the gene therapy Zolgensma by Novartis. Data from the 18 patients who already completed 1 year of treatment demonstrated a median twofold increase in SMN protein levels. The most common adverse events were upper respiratory tract infections, 13%, headache, 12%, fever, 8%, diarrhea, 8%, common cold, 7%, and nausea, 7%. No treatment discontinuations due to risdiplam-related side effects were reported in either trial. The therapy safety profile in jewelfish was similar to that reported in other risdiplam trials of patients not previously treated with an SMA-targeting therapy. Stuart Peltz, Ph.D., PCT's co-founder and CEO, said in a separate press release, quote, "These findings are clinically meaningful in a favorable safety profile, reinforcing the potential of risdiplam as a differentiated oral therapy to improve motor function for children and adults with SMA. We anticipate that risdiplam will be a new and meaningful at-home treatment for a broad range of people affected by this devastating disease," he added. A separate risdiplam trial called Rainbow Fish is still enrolling newborns up to 6 weeks old with a genetic diagnosis of SMA, but no evidence of symptoms at a dozen sites across 8 countries, including the U.S.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Let's face it, surprises are hard to pull off. Not impossible, but certainly difficult. It's one of my longtime PCA's birthdays. I've done the whole gift card thing before, so why not do something more fun? Of course I came up with a brilliant idea to surprise her with a paid haircut. Even with everything planned out, it still failed. This particular PCA gets her haircut faithfully every 5 weeks, unless there's an illness that shuts down the economy. Needless to say, after missing her last appointment because of the shutdown, she'd be getting one soon. I thought it would be fun if they would say it was paid for. Easy. Call the salon and pay for it by credit card over the phone, right? Not so much. First phone call was unsuccessful. They don't take credit cards and suggested coming in for a gift certificate. Not gonna happen. They have steps. Plus, it would defeat the purpose of a surprise. When I called back, I talked to the owner, who actually ended up being the stylist. After explaining my situation, she agreed to stop and pick up the money for the haircut. I live less than 5 blocks away. When she failed to stop, I had Mom go in and pay for it. Knowing her haircut was scheduled, I anticipated her reaction. I didn't think she'd expect me because the whole inaccessibility aspect of the salon. Therefore, I made a birthday card that said I hoped she enjoyed her haircut on me and gave it to her after the fact. She was baffled because the stylist never said anything and she paid for her own haircut. We got it straightened out and her next cut will be covered, but the element of surprise is gone. What a fail. Have you ever accomplished a surprise? How did you pull it off? Let me know at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk to you again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.